darn good life, and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee made the honey, and the honey bee looking for a home, and they called it a honeycomb, and they roamed the world, and they gathered all of the honeycomb in the one sweet fall, and the honeycomb from a million trips made my baby's lips so honeycomb. Oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my home. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bee, I'm gonna look all around for a green, green tree. And he made a little tree, and I guess you heard. Whopping, well, he made a little bird, and they waited all around until the end of spring. I get every note that the birdies sing, and they put them all in the one sweet tone. For my honeycomb, oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, the honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bird, I'm gonna look all around for a little old word. It sounds about sweet like a turtle dove, and I guess I'm gonna call it love. And he roamed the world, looking everywhere, we're getting love from here, love from there. And he put it all in a little old part of my baby's heart. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone that made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
That's Jimmy Rogers, and there's something called Honeycomb from many, many moons ago. Good afternoon, it's lovely to be here. Here's Will Young.
I'm here, just like I said. Though it's breaking every rule I've ever made, my racing heart is just the same. Why make it strong to break it once again? And I'd love to say I do, give everything to you, but I can never now be true. So I say, think I better leave right now, before I fall any deeper. I think I better leave right now, feeling weaker and weaker. Somebody better show me how, before I fall any deeper. Think I better leave right now. I'm here, so please explain why you're opening up a healing wound again. I'm a little more careful, perhaps it shows. But if I lose the highs, at least I'll spare the lows. What could be the harm to feel my spirit calm? So I say, I think I better leave right now, before I fall any deeper. I think I better leave right now, feeling weaker and weaker. Somebody better show me out, before I fall any deeper. I think I better leave right now. Should explain, I couldn't bear to lose you again. Think I better leave right now, before I fall any deeper. I think I better leave right now. I'm feeling weaker and weaker. Somebody better show.
That's the lovely voice of Mr. Will Young. That one goes back to 2002 from Pop Idol. First song he did in Pop Idol in that year was Light My Fire. As Simon Cowell described him as rather average, and in fact he did not get on with Cowell whatsoever, and they did not have a very good relationship at all. That particular track went straight to number one in the UK, sold 118,000 copies in the first week. So take that, Simon Cowell. Here's Michael Jackson. That's the title track from the album Off the Wall, and of course that's MJ, Michael Jackson. There are some other great songs on that album, including Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, Rock With You, and She's Out of My Life. I went to see Michael Jackson with my wife back in 1988 at Wembley Stadium on his world tour. Kim Wilde was the supporting act, and Taylor Dane, that really, I'm afraid, sort of paled into insignificance once Michael came onto the stage. And I don't think I'll ever forget the moment that he appeared. The stadium, as you can imagine, was absolutely full to capacity. Suddenly it went pitch black. And then, on a massive screen, a light came on, and it was just a silhouette of Michael, head tilted forward, finger and thumb on the peak of his hat. And it was an absolutely incredible moment. And the noise, I think my ears are still ringing from 1988 with the sound of all the screams and the cheers. By the way, just like to say, as usual, a massive thank you to Michelle Ward for her daily dose of brilliant music and chat. I don't know where she gets all the ideas from for all these topics that she comes up with while she's talking. Talking about her hair today, I think she's got absolutely gorgeous hair. It really is nice. I've managed to hang on to my hair despite my age. I've always said that I don't care what colour it goes, as long as it sticks around for a bit longer. So far, I'm doing okay. I went out with a redhead once. No hair, just a redhead. David Essex, King of the Gypsies. Is he still King of the Gypsies? I don't know. Perhaps someone can tell me. From 1975, from the album All the Fun of the Fair. This song came just 2 years after his massive success in the film That'll Be the Day, which featured Rock On. Also in that film, you had Ringo Starr, Keith Moon and Billy Fury, amongst others. Okay, going to play something rather special now. This is a band called Prelude, and this is something called After the Gold Rush, to take us up to the adverts.
Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor come and saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming, and the archers split the tree.
There was a fanfare blowing to the sun,
that was floating on the breeze. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1917. I was lying in a burned out basement with a full moon in my eyes. I was hoping for a replacement when the sun burst through the skies. There was a band playing in my head, and I felt like getting high. Thinking about what a friend had said, I was hoping it was a lie.
Well, I dreamed I saw the silver spaceships flying in the yellow haze of the sun. There were children crying and banners flying all around the chosen one.
All in a dream, all in a dream, the loading had begun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home in the sun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home in the sun.
That was Prelude and After the Gold Rush. It was actually a husband and wife duo named Brian and Irene Hume, with guitarist and Ian Vardy. The song was written and first recorded by Neil Young. Prelude actually sang this song. They knew it, but they hadn't recorded it, and they were singing it whilst they were sitting at a bus stop waiting for a bus. They thought, well, that sounded good, so they decided to include it in their set, and it went down really well. You don't hear much about this group. They've had a few changes of personnel over the years, including for a while Steve Cunningham, the bass player from Lindisfarne. Good news is they're still doing well, they're still performing, and undoubtedly still making a couple of bob for themselves. That's Prelude and After the Gold Rush.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you have stage fright?
Stage fright.
Our online talent show mobile app contest from the comfort of your home. Singers, dancers, rappers, comedians. Download TK Talent Show and try to win a weekly cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100. All talent is welcome. Download TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show.
Hi there. This is Random Voiceover Man. Tune in this and every Thursday at 1 p.m. for 123 with Roy Tyzak on Phoenix FM. You know it makes sense.
There's a bit of big band for you. This is Duke Ellington. And Take the A-Train.
Thank you.
That's the one that started it all for ABBA back in 1974 when they won the Eurovision Song Contest. And let's face it, they haven't looked back since. Before that, we had Take the A-Train with Duke Ellington. Interesting little story with this one. It's Duke Ellington's orchestra's signature tune, and it was composed by American jazz pianist and composer, a chap named Billy Strayhorn, way back in 1939. The track was first recorded in 1941. It was born out of the directions given to Strayhorn by Duke Ellington. He had asked him to go over to his house to talk about some new songs, and Strayhorn didn't quite know how to get there. So Duke Ellington gave him directions, which started off with Take the A Train, which was the subway train from eastern Brooklyn to Harlem and northern Manhattan. And as songwriters do, he thought, I don't know, that sounds catchy, Take the A Train. So the song was born. Rather special song here. This is Peter Hunt, from a concept album called Portrait of the Artist, which tells the story of an old man talking about his life. And this is all about his school days, and it's called Old School Ties.
Save from innocence, baby. shivers on a polished wooden seat, while staring to the distant snowy hills. The young man was delivered and left to find his feet. I sometimes think the boy is searching still.
Track there, Peter Hunt, ably assisted by Mickey Lyon, and that's Old School Ties.
With their melody.
There we go. That's Lover's Concerto. And that was The Toys. The Toys actually consisted of three girls, Barbara Harris, Barbara Parrott, and June Monteiro. They came from Carolina and New York, respectively. But sadly, the group only lasted from 1961 to 1968. However, in 1965, they did have a massive hit with this one, which sold over 2 million copies, reached number 5 in the UK and number 2 in the US. So that's the toys and Lover's Concerto. Going to carry on with hopefully two in a row. This is Bonnie Raitt and Jackson Browne with an up-to-date verse of this one called Kisses Sweeter Than Wine.
What I had missed. I found a girl, I kissed her and then, oh Lord, I kissed her again.
Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine.
He asked me to marry and be a sweet wife, and we would be happy all of my life. He begged and he pleaded like a natural man, and then, oh Lord, I gave him my hand. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses.
So did my wife, working hand in hand to make a good life. The corn in the fields and weed in the bins, and then our Lord was the father of twins.
Oh, kisses sweeter than wine.
Thank you.
been kissed, I got to thinking it over, how much I had missed. So I got me a girl and I kissed her, and then, oh Lordy, well I kissed her again, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine. The rest of our life, I begged her and pleaded like a natural man, and then whoops, oh Lordy, well she gave me her hand, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine. The father of twins, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, our children, they numbered just about four, and they all had a sweetheart knocking at the door. They all got married and they wouldn't hesitate. I was so loved the grandfather of eight, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, now that I'm old and I'm ready to go, I get to think what happened a long time ago. I had a lot of kids, a lot of trouble and pain, but then whoops, oh Lordy, well I'll do it all again, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter.
They are two very different versions of the same song. That was Frankie Vaughan and Kisses Sweeter Than Wine. And before that, we had Bonnie Raitt and her version of the same song. Pretty good, too. Okay, now we're going to go over to have some adverts very soon. But just before we do that, let's have a look at the traffic, see what's going on around the Brentwood area. As usual, High Street can be a little bit busy around Wilson's Corner from both directions, coming down the 128 and also coming up the High Street towards the junction. Also, we have no through traffic allowed due to new road layout on Cricketers Lane, both ways from the A128 Brentwood Road to Cricketers Row. And also, we have road closures for gas main work on Chesham Drive, both ways between Kings Road and Shaney's Drive. Let's see, if you're going out towards Pitsey, you've got one lane closed and delays expected due to water main work on the A13 London Road westbound at Sapper Ellison Way. And of course, we've still got those problems down at the Brook Street roundabout, where you have a lane closed on the entry ramp due to long-term construction work on the M25 anti-clockwise. Did you know anti-clockwise is another word for that? It's called widdershins. I bet you didn't know that. If it's widdershins, it means it's anti-clockwise. It's on junction 28, the A12 Brook Street roundabout. Expect delays because it's down to one lane and it's affecting traffic back onto the roundabout. Okay, let's have a bit of this.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not
Phoenix
keep up
FM's
with
Events
on your
Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Okay, let's have a quick look and see what's going on around the area. Monday and every Monday, the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night at the Essex Arms at 10 Whalley Hill, Whalley, hosted by Kev Pickett, Kev Pickett, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. All tracks are recorded and a selection will be played on the Sunday session show every Sunday from 10 a.m. For more details, you can go to their Facebook site. That's the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night. On Tuesday, 30th of April, there's a charity jazz night at the Bardswell Social Club, Bardswell Close, Brentwood. It's a concert featuring headline vocalist Lily Dior, and it's in aid of the Spotlight charity appeal to improve cancer treatment for people in Essex. It's an 8 o'clock start. Tickets are £10 in advance or £12 on the door. You can get more details from the spotlightappeal.org. So have a look on there, and I'm sure it's going to be a great night, and what a fantastic and worthy cause as well. Okay, the music continues, and let's have something absolutely spectacular. It's this one.
Silver screen and all it said goodbye.
I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. Though it's easy to pretend, I know you're not a fool. You should have known better than to cheat a friend and waste the chance that I'd been given. So I'm never gonna dance again the way I danced with you. Oh,
can I say about that song? Beautifully written, beautifully sung. One of the greatest songs for many a year. That goes back to 1984. And of course, it's George Michael and Careless Whisper. Here's a real showstopper. A classic track, if ever there was one. This is Dusty Springfield. And you don't have to say you love me.
When I said I needed you, you said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed but you. Don't you see that now you've gone and I'm left here on my own, that I have to follow you and beg you to come home? You don't have to say you love me, just be close.
From 1966. That was a lady whose name you know very well, but you may not actually know her real name very well, because it was Mary Isabel Catherine Bernadette O'Brien, better known to you and I, of course, as Dusty Springfield. She started off in music with the family group that was her brother, Dion O'Brien, who became known as Tom Springfield, and a chap by the name of Tim Field. And they became the Springfields. They had a couple of hits, including Island of Dreams, before Dusty went solo in late 1963. It's Dusty Springfield. It's a rather special track for me. It takes me back.
I realize that I've been in your eyes some kind of fool. What I do, what I did, stupid fish, I drank the pool. I've been doing some dying, now I'm doing some trying. So say don't mind, and let me off this time. I came into this scene when my dreams were getting bad. And who rides with the tide and who's glad with what it had? I've been doing some whining, now I'm doing some finding. So say don't mind, you let me off this time.
bad, she's so bad that a doormat sees better times. That's a time to get back and think up some better line. I've been doing some growing, but I'm scared where you're going. So say you don't mind, you don't mind, you let me off this time.
That's the Zombies' lead singer, Colin Blunstone. He had an album out called Ennismore. Of course, he had big hits with things like She's Not There with the band. But his own album, Ennismore, was very different. Had some lovely tracks on it, including that one. When that came out, I was living in a converted woolen mill up in Lancashire, quite near to Rochdale, in a little town called Milnrow. And I took this album with me, and they only had an old gramophone in there. It was quite old-fashioned, with a big, thick needle on it. And I swear I must have actually dug a trench in this album, because I played it so often. A great track there, Colin Blunstone, and Say You Don't Mind.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Okay, now round about this time, we would have had the news, but we still have a slight technical fault and we cannot pick up the news at the moment. So I'm going to give you some alternative news. A lorry load of eggs and a van full of cheese have collided on the M11, and police are asking you to treat the area as a large omelette. Scientists in York have crossed a Morse code tapper with syrup of figs, and they've got a dot, a dit, and a very quick dash. Presenter Michelle Ward has failed her audition for Mastermind after answering the questions that Sherlock Holmes was a block of flats and the capital of Spain was S. And finally, a man from Southend has been taken to hospital as he thought he was a chicken. His wife said that she knew for some time that something was wrong, but she needed the eggs. Okay, that's the alternative news for today. And let's face it, it's a lot less scary than things that are going on at the moment.
It's Good News Week. Someone's dropped a bomb somewhere, contaminating atmosphere and blackening the sky. It's Good News Week. Someone's found a way to give the rotting dead a will to live, go on and never die. Have you heard the news? What did it say? Who's won that race? What's the weather like today? It's Good News